Jim, the San Domenico Stakes has a history of producing good horses. Since 1995, 12 of the winners have gone on to win at Group 1 level after winning the San Domenico, and I think the winner we saw yesterday, Graf, is on that same path. His owner has been good enough to join us this morning, Alan Bell. Alan, good morning. And the impressive nature of that win, Alan, that sets him up for potentially a big spring carnival.
Morning, Ray. It certainly does. You know, it was pretty dominant yesterday, and it was a pretty hot rating race. Mm. You know, given the history of the San Domenico, it was a good renewal, and there were plenty of horses being talked up by by leading trainers and owners and so on. So it was great to see him dominate like that.
Talk about being talked up. Chris Lees mentioned after the race he thinks it's the most talented colt he's trained, which is fair praise, Alan.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, that's been dawning on both of us, I think, for the last 6 months or so. This horse just keeps surprising, and he just keeps doing it. And, you know, his work the other day before he came to this race, Wigger had a lot of quiet confidence. I mean, he worked like the great horses of my lifetime that I've been close to. And so, you know, I'd certainly, it had been dawning on me that he could be as good as I've had. And I've been feeling that, but scared to say it. But I think it was, you know, he came out with it after yesterday.
Yeah, it's a big statement, Alan, because you've had some really good horses over the years, from Scalacci right through to the Grand Armies, etc. But what I liked about this horse, go back to Hawkesbury Standalone, when he didn't wear the blinkers, and he was under pressure a long way out that day in a slowly run race, Alan, yet he reeled off a terrific closing sectional to win. And now with the blinkers, he's got that ability to maintain that speed for a lot longer, it seems.
Yeah, I think so, Ray. Look, I suppose I'd qualify what I said. I really, to do the job that he's doing right now, which is that three-year-old sprinter mile that are run at a very high level, I haven't had one of those. You know, I've obviously had horses with different trips and different stages of life and so on. But to do this job, I haven't had one as good as this, that's for sure. And as far as the blinkers go, yes, well, both runs, really. You know, if you look at his maiden, it was no foregone conclusion. He was out of his ground and they were highballing along in front. You didn't see him. And then the next thing, the race was over in about three hops. And the same at Hawkesbury, we'd all sold out at the 600.
Absolutely, yeah.
Kieran said he hit a really greasy patch of the track that day and lost his footing. But he just needs to get off the canvas and win, and only the good ones do that, we all know that.
Mm. $200,000 purchase at the Magic Millions yearling sale. How'd you find him, Alan? And more to the point, how'd you name him?
Well, well, how'd I find him? I love buying from Witten. You know, I think if you're born there, you've got a good start in life as a foal. And I've always been keen to try and buy from Witten. I love Star Witness, and I like buying out of good race mares. So it sort of all fell into place. And he wasn't a boom horse at the sale, but he was very highly rated. And I thought I bought him pretty well. So that was easy. And then naming him, well, he's named after Lawrence Graff, who's the preeminent diamond dealer and designer and jewelry designer in the world. And he's been witness to a lot of stars coming through his stores, and, you know, commissions for special pieces of jewellery. And he's had a mare called Dinkum Diamond, so it all sort of makes sense.
Good horses have good names. It's a good name, Graf. Where to next, Alan? I know the Golden Rose is the obvious target. Does he run again prior to the Golden Rose?
Yes. Look, he's a big, gross, doing horse. He gets pretty full of himself, and you need to keep all the work in and keep the pressure up on him and so he'll go to the run to the Rose, all being well, on the way to the Golden Rose. And I think two runs under your belt going into it is good. You can trial the blue in the face. There's nothing like race pressure, especially you know, when you're trying to get some ring craft into these inexperienced horses. So I think he'll go there next and then to the Golden Rose. And then it's going to be the classic decision, you know, do we go, if this is all predicated on him doing what we think he can do. But then when you go to Melbourne, do you go up to the mile or do you go back to the straight six on Derby Day? Yeah. So we'll think about those things. We'll work it out pretty easily, I'd say. Chris will know which way to head once we see how he runs the next couple of times.
You got to work out how you can get him going in January too, up on the Gold Coast. There's some good prize money on offer there.
There is good prize money. But look, with a colt like this that's got, he's won the Stallion Making race. And he's unbeaten, and he has to go into the stand making races. And you know, the Gold Coast, it's great that the money's on, and it's a fantastic carnival and all the rest of it. But it's, for a colt like him, that's really hopefully a spring and autumn horse, it's very hard to dance every chance and and to go in the summer up there is a bit of a tough ask when you're trying to program into the classic, into the classic races that they should be running in.
Gee, it's a high level problem.
Yeah, they can't run everything, can they?
It's a high level problem, Alan, isn't it?
Over my life, it's been a great problem to have.
Exactly. No, he's a promising horse, Alan. I reckon this is a really good crop of 3-year-olds this spring. We saw a couple yesterday put their hands up. Certainly grafted. Alan, I know you're heading up to the Stallion Parades up at the Hunter Valley this morning, so really appreciate you finding some time for us, and good luck with Graf going through into the spring.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Ray, and it's always a pleasure.